On Radio Row at Super Bowl 58 with Ed McCaffrey, who has a chance to do something pretty cool. If the Niners win on Sunday, he and his son Christian will be on one of two father sons who've won Super Bowls. Ed, we know who you're rooting for on Sunday, don't we?
Yeah, I'm not making any secrets about it. Yeah, you know who I'm rooting for. So it's different for me. You know, I got to play in Super Bowls, and then I come out here to Radio Row every year and cover the game, but I got, you know, Christian playing in this one, which is pretty cool. It's been a dream of his since he was a little kid.
Yeah, I was going to say, you won three Super Bowls, one with the Niners and two with the Broncos. Ironically enough, Mike Shanahan was a part of all three of those, and I think his kid is coaching your son, right?
Pretty crazy, huh? Uh-huh. It's funny how life works that way. Yeah, I remember Kyle when he was a ball boy with the 49ers back in 1994, you know, helping Jerry Rice run routes, catching balls from Steve Young. They had him running all over the field after practice, and then got to know him better once I went to play for the Broncos, and future Hall of Fame coach Mike Shanahan was the head coach, and Kyle was holding the cable on the sideline for him, and watched him play in high school, watched him play in college, watched him as he was trying to make an NFL team, and then, you know, remember when he decided he wanted to become a coach, and man, has he absolutely crushed it. He's done such a phenomenal job.
What makes him, obviously he comes from he's got the genes for it, but you can look at him and you can tell that he's got whatever it is. Looks like he's got it. Why?
Yeah. Oh, I think he had a pretty good teacher and mentor growing up, but then he's coached with some other coaches, and it's been like a sponge, picking up information everywhere he goes. But he does have a unique ability to see the whole field and to see everyone at the same time, and that I don't think everybody has that. I mean, most people follow the ball if you're a fan. Other people can look at the offense or defense, but he sees every position kind of simultaneously. I know that's something Mike Shanahan can do, and Kyle's been able to do it as well. I know when he runs his meetings, he talks to the whole team. He's talking to the safety. He's talking about gap responsibility on defense and the coverage, and how it meshes with the route concept and the offense and the players that play for him. The reason you hear him say so many wonderful things about him, and the reason they respect him so much, is because they know he knows football. And he's brutally honest with them, and he can relate to the younger generation, if you will. It sounds funny to say that, but you know, the younger generation thinks differently and works differently and has access to different technology. But I think that when it comes down to it, they understand that he knows ball and that he's watching them.
You were a heck of a receiver, but that kid of yours is probably a better football player. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, he's a much better football player, yeah. No, I don't think that's even debatable. It's been fun to watch him grow up. I went from the time he was seven and fell in love with this game. He's been doing everything he could to be the best player that he could be. He's such a team guy, too. Like, he just loves being part of a football team, like going to battle every week with his teammates and looking them in the eye and knowing they're giving everything they have. And that whole experience of being part of something bigger than himself, is that's important to him.
Was there a moment in his development that you knew he might be special to him?
It sounds crazy, but the first year he ever played football, I mean, I know he's only seven, but, you know, scoring five or six or seven touchdowns a game, you're like, this is not normal. I played Little League football. I wasn't doing that. But you never know, right? You're in Castle Rock, Colorado. I'm like, you know, this isn't Houston or Dallas or L.A. or state of Pennsylvania. You know, there's kids all over the place that are probably playing well. But that as he got older and older, he just kept doing the same thing at every level. And so, you know, there was always that chance that if he kept developing, he was going to be a pretty special player, and he kept developing.
We saw the same thing with Mahomes from our town. I mean, you could tell early on that he was special. But who knew you'd be this good? And I guess maybe the same thing with you. I mean, he had to get to the top to really prove it. What's the best thing he does on the field? What's his real strength, in your opinion?
Well, we used to joke around that, not even a joke, you know, when people asked him what position he played, they say, tell me you're a football player. That's something that Rod Smith and I learned in Denver. And the more you can do was something we used to say, right? Well, you want us to play special teams, we'll play special teams. You want us to play defense, we'll play defense. I don't care. Put us anywhere. We just want to make the team and contribute. We'll do anything you want us to do. And he's always had that attitude. And people used to get frustrated when we said, hey, I'm a football player, because they want to hear you play running back or receiver or whatever. But he thinks of himself that way. He'll do whatever you ask him to do. So as a running back, it's kind of taking that approach. You want him to pass protect, he'll pass protect. You want him to run the ball between the tackles, he'll do that. Run outside, you want to line me up at receiver, I'll play receiver. I'm going to throw a pass, I'll play quarterback. Like, you tell me what to do. If you wanted him to play defense, you needed him, he'd step in and do that. So that's been his approach to the game his whole life. And, I mean, that's just his mindset.
Are you his football role model or somebody else?
I think he's such a student of the game. He watches so much film, and he has watched film of all the – I'm sure he's seen every Earl Campbell play,
okay,
right? You mentioned
yeah.
that, right? So
yeah.
he's watched all the great running backs. And, you know, I've been – hopefully one of the people has had a positive influence on his life, you know, both on the field and off the field. As a father, I try to, when it was possible for me to do so, I tried to guide him towards really good coaches. And then if I ever did have something to say, I'd coach through the coaches, right? Because, you know, being a father and being a coach, you can butt heads with your son if you don't do it the right way. So I always found it more helpful to coach through other coaches and put him in a position where he had really good people teaching him. And then other than that, it's been all him. I mean, he's just been a student of the game and been a sponge. Every team he's ever played for, he's learned something from his coaches and tried to get better.
We're talking to Ed McCaffrey, three-time Super Bowl champion, wide receiver, Niners and Broncos, here on Radio Row. Christian, his son, is in the game on Sunday. And I think Luke is your other son, right?
Played. I got four boys.
Four boys.
Four boys. Luke's the youngest. Just played in the Senior Bowl last week, getting
right.
ready for the combine. But all the boys will be out for this game. We don't get them out very often. You know, four boys, they're all living their own lives, so to get them all in one place at the same time is pretty cool.
All right, and the question, you know, there's been a debate, big-time debate here in recent years about should kids play football. People seem to want to gravitate, afraid of the injuries, afraid of the concussions. There's, you know, arguments about whether Little League football is a good thing. What's your stance as a dad about kids playing football, and how would you encourage folks to let their kids go out and play ball?
Yeah, I think it's the greatest team sport in the world. And as a parent, like, you're not expecting your kid to go to the NFL in Little League, right? You're thinking, hey, they're going to be with their friends. They're going to learn about hard work and discipline and selflessness, overcoming adversity, working together, being part of something bigger than themselves. That's really why you want your kids to play football when they're young. They learn all these core values. And most kids really enjoy the experience. Now, I'm all about player safety. You want to do it in a safe way. You want them to wear the right equipment. You want them to play at the right level of competition for their skill set. But if you have the right youth league coach and you practice the right way and you wear the right equipment, it's just a beautiful, beautiful sport for young men. And also, I would say that, you know, when my kids weren't playing football or actively playing a sport, they were skateboarding and jumping bikes off a mountain and climbing trees. So I'm like, that wasn't any safer than playing football. So, I mean, there's certain kids that are just wired for the sport.
You look like you're in very good shape even to this day, but all guys need help. Do you know your numbers?
Yes, I did not memorize them. I know I checked off pretty good in that department. But my wife and I have both been tested the last couple of years, and I think it's so incredibly important. Early detection is important for a lot of more serious things than having a hormone imbalance or a chemical imbalance. But also in this world, right, we're here so long. You want to be happy. You want to have a lot of energy for as long as we're here. And, you know, if you are low in one particular area, it can affect your mood. You can get depressed. You can lose energy. It affects relationships. I've seen that happen. So my wife and I are very big believers in getting tested at least once a year. And if there's something you can do about it, if you do need treatment, you should get it. And it should be medically monitored. Don't try to be your own doctor. I see too many people my age doing that, and that can be dangerous.
Low T Center, of course, is here helping Ed B here this week and reinventing men's healthcare. So just talk about, you know, just, you know, going, taking that first step at a place like the Low T Center, you know, guy, hey, I don't need this, but taking that first step to do something like that.
Yeah, I can't emphasize enough. And look, I've had friends, unfortunately, that are no longer with us that I played ball with, and it's tragic. And in some cases, you know, if you'd only been detected a little bit earlier, you could have prevented something pretty serious from happening. Other cases, maybe not so much. But in terms of your energy levels and your mood and your attitude, this is something that all men and women go through. It's perfectly natural. It's perfectly normal. And you may test fine. You may be good to go. But wouldn't you want to know that? And if a lot of times it's a spouse that notices a change in their husband or wife's attitudes or moods or behavior. And when you notice that, you should encourage your loved one to go get tested. I mean, there are things you can do about it. I know there used to be maybe a stigma about it. It's just about feeling good and being the best version of yourself.
Ed McCaffrey for the Low T Center, reinventing men's health care, Radio Row, Super Bowl 58. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
Good luck to Christian on
Thank
Sunday.
You. Appreciate it.